Global markets are carrying a cautiously constructive tone into the North American session, although uncertainty surrounding the Strait of Hormuz continues to limit conviction. Iran and Oman are reportedly moving closer to an agreement defining new shipping lanes, but Tehran maintains that the strait will not fully reopen until the United States meets additional conditions. Oil, therefore, remains the principal geopolitical transmission channel, modestly higher on the day, but well below its April highs as markets balance the possibility of restored shipping against the risk of another breakdown in negotiations. The dollar has stabilized near a two-month low following Friday's unexpectedly weak U.S. employment report. The softer employment and wage figures remain a headwind for the dollar, although investors are reluctant to extend those positions before this week's inflation data. The yen is the notable underperformer today. Japan unexpectedly recorded its first current account deficit in 17 months, reflecting higher oil imports costs and a sharp decline in primary income receipts. The weakness comes despite a relatively hawkish Bank of Japan summary of opinions, which showed several policymakers discussing faster rate increases, leaving markets focused on the competing influences of deteriorating external balances, intervention risk, and the possibility of a September BOJ move. There are no major U.S. economic releases scheduled during today's session, leaving markets primarily sensitive to Strait of Hormuz headlines, moves in oil, and any unscheduled central bank commentary. The larger calendar risk arrives with U.S. CPI on Wednesday, PPI on Thursday, and retail sales on Friday. With markets now divided over a September Fed increase, Wednesday's inflation report will be this week's most important test of whether the post-payroll decline in U.S. yields and the dollar can extend. That's all for now.